Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, Supla City, and welcome to another edition of the Supla. I am Andy Kwan, and with me, as always, is Sam Brooks.
You know what the best part about doing a podcast from the top half is?
What's that?
You don't have to wear pants.
At least wear fucking underwear.
So now I have to wear underwear when I do this?
Yes! You can't have it like flopping around. What's wrong with you?
I'm sitting in a chair, not doing jazzercise. It's not a problem.
Yeah, but still, you nads.
Someone's
you floppy bits.
Jealous.
You want me to get naked? I'll get naked.
I never said anything about getting naked.
You don't. What are you implying then?
I'm implying that we need to read some comments. So WrestleMania has come and gone, and so has a couple of few news items that we managed to cover in the review live show, which maybe a couple of you missed, but if you did happen to miss it, check it out in one of the corners of the screen right now. There'll be a card right
that
to
one,
it.
And they put it in that one, and they put it in that one, and put it in that one.
It's only one corner. It'll be somewhere, and you can go see it, and you can see some of the news that we covered. Ahem. Voidstorm says, I'm sad I wasn't here for this live. Why must I have a life? Because someone has to. And if it's not us, it has to be you. But saying this, if you want to catch us live, whenever we do go live, we might spontaneously go live at any given moment. How do people find out about it, Andy?
You can find out on Facebook.
You can. And you can also click that little bell at the bottom on the YouTube and become a part of a notification squad, as they call it.
I remember the bell now. I forgot all about the bell.
Become
That's
a bell end today.
Bell. Ta-da!
And you'll be notified of every
banter.
Time we go live.
Okay.
For classic bell end banter. I feel
it's
like that's a nickname for Baron Corbin.
Oh, Big Banter.
Big Banter Bellend.
That's
go.
A new character.
Yeah, are you going to make that in 2K17 when you eventually play it?
We are never playing that game again. We might do, but literally, when we played that game before Mania, it knackered us out. We were tired. To do the stream.
Well, that's what you get when you stream for 6 hours before
and
a live show.
And that's why, at the start of WrestleMania, I'm like, fuck this, I'm never doing this again. And by that, I meant, we are never streaming for 6 hours again. Because I'm just like, at that point, I thought I screwed everything up because the chat wasn't working. And I'm like, that's why I said, I am never doing this again. I should have explained better, but I was just full with rage. I'm like, God damn it! Why won't
Despite
you work?
All your rage, you are still just a rat terrier in a cage.
Exactly.
Exactly. And
anyway, so
we have another comment here from Bullet Club vs. The Shield, who says, "Guys, what's your thoughts on the rumors of WWE not re-signing Eva Marie? I'm excited and celebrating."
So, as you may know,
Eva Marie has recently become a movie star for some godforsaken reason. If her selling is anything to go by, I can't say she's much of an actor either, but nevertheless, I'm sure...
She could be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, she could be the next Rock. The Eva.
Nope.
Yep.
Anyway, I just, like, lowered my chair. Now I need to raise it again, and I don't know how to... There we go, I did it.
So, before she left, or quote-unquote left, she's not officially been released or anything like that.
But,
she
like,
was,
another person that we'll be talking about later.
Mm. But she was on SmackDown, and she was doing the gimmick of not wrestling. And everyone was enthralled by it. Everyone was encapsulated by this new Eva Marie gimmick, and everyone was like, wow, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's the thing.
How sad is it that everyone wanted her to leave for several years, and then when she does leave...
Okay, by the way, you haven't
solved
this right.
It's when people start to like her.
You haven't solved this right at all.
Have I not?
She was brought in because of a reality television show.
Mm, she was.
And at which stage on her way out, they give her a gimmick that is so brilliant that it's fantastic. And
the gimmick has become real life.
Yeah, and then they just don't feature her again to the point where she just hasn't appeared again and probably never will.
Well, it worked. They're really selling this gimmick hard. I can't wait to see her finally debut.
Are we getting work here? Like, I feel like maybe it's gonna work.
Who knows? But either way, I'm sure that people will delight in seeing her lesbian sex scenes in a Nicolas Cage movie, whenever that comes out.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
You heard me, fuckface.
Oh, I did.
Mm-hmm, I bet you did.
Mm-hmm.
Bullet Club vs. S.H.I.E.L.D. also says, I want Andy to sing Nia Jax's theme song and be put on the next episode.
Okay,
which Alex King responds, yeah, or Carmella's theme. Do you want to sing Nia Jax or Carmella?
Either one
will lead to fatal levels of embarrassment, but pick your poison well.
See, I'm not sure. I only know Nia Jax's theme when it goes, I'm not like most girls, and then that's it. And then Carmella's like, F-A-B-E-O, F-A-B...
F-A-B-O-U-L-A-S.
Duh.
Fabulous.
That's it. That's basically the theme, really, isn't it? And then I could do Nia Jax as well if you want. You get two for the prize of one. Because I'm a giver today. I'm in a giving mood.
Go for it.
Okay. I have to focus on the eyes. One moment. How do I change it? Yes! Excellent! Am I in the shot? I can't tell. Okay, good. I'm not like most girls! Something! Now keep me, I'm not like most girls. They do their things with their hair and I don't do that then. What? Now keep me, I'm not like most girls. Done. I'm a genius.
You know, it's not often I question why I'm here and how I've managed to last 3 years of doing this.
What the hell am I doing? Oh, there we go. What's the next comment?
We're done with comments.
Excellent.
Super. So please, tell me, Andrew, what are we talking about today?
Well, there's a man, and his name is Jonathan. Is Sting. What? Oh. No. God, what? No.
It's not Sting. There's a man called Sting, a man called Sting. No?
He's a man called Sting. No, there's a man, and his name is Jonathan.
So we're talking about John Cena.
No. You didn't.
Jonathan Coachman.
You didn't let me finish! So his name is Jonathan Bradshaw Layfield.
Oh, Jibble.
Jibble. Anyway, so.
The cowboy man with money.
This is derailing. So basically, JBL.
Mm.
Now, JBL works alongside a man called Mauro Ranallo. Mauro Ranallo.
No.
Ranallo?
No.
Ranallo?
No.
Ranallo.
Repeat after me.
Okay, yes.
Mauro.
Mauro Ranallo.
Ranallo. There we go.
Mauro Ranallo.
There you go. Just keep repeating Mauro that in Ranallo. Front of the mirror Mauro three Ranallo. Times. And Mauro then he'll Ranallo. Come out. And then he'll Got slap it. You for getting his name wrong all the time.
Okay. Anyway, he has something called bipolar disorder, which, in case you don't know, means that you can suddenly just switch moods. So you could be hyperactive as a kite one moment, and then next minute you could be like a manic depressant. That's just basically the layman's terms. I don't have a psychology degree, but that's basically it. So even I know that, and I don't know anything about psychology, really. So here's the thing. JBL worked alongside this guy. Now, Sam, you have a job, right?
I have several jobs.
Fantastic. So in any one of those jobs, do you have co-workers?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's say hypothetically that one of your co-workers has a mental condition, I suppose.
Go on.
Okay. If you actively was just bullying them, or just kept taking the piss out of them to the point where they went into their depressive state, Do you think you would have a job still?
Well, it depends what Liam would say.
God's sake, please just go along with what I'm saying.
I wouldn't have a job. I would be fired, because that's how things work.
Would you definitely be fired, or sacked, or let go, or at least suspended for doing that if your company also had an anti-bullying campaign?
Along the lines of, be a star?
You could say that, yes.
Hmm. You know what? If I wasn't already being fired, I would resign to save face.
Also, if you ran an airline and... No, okay, we're not going on to that. But the point is that JBL... Now, allegedly, because the thing is, JBL, it's been alleged from several wrestlers that he has this kind of reputation for being...
A cunt.
No, we can't use that term.
Let's think about it this way, right? When have you ever heard a backstage story where JBL is a nice person? Point proven.
I mean, like, there's countless things that he's done.
One story that sticks out to me is the story involving Brian Christopher.
Okay, I meant one like in the ring, but you can go on with your
also
thing.
Known as Grandmaster Sexo.
I can't do the dance, but yes.
I think. I'm pretty sure that's who he is, but yeah. So the story goes that Brian Christopher...
That is correct, yes, that's him.
I believe it was attempted to date rape a woman. So, Andy, in that scenario, you see that Brian Christopher, a colleague of yours, Grandmaster Sexay, tried to date rape a woman.
Right.
It's a weird sentence, but stay with me.
Okay, I'm losing it.
What do you do?
Tell him don't do that. That's bad. Well, report it to the police, at least.
Report it to the police. What Gibbles did, Bradshaw, supposedly, sodomized him in the shower. Or at least threatened to do some acts that are, quite frankly, illegal to him. And it was a gay old time for everybody involved.
There are many things wrong with what you just said. Mm. Number one. So, your solution, allegedly, to stop, essentially, a rape is to rape someone? Is that what you're saying?
You ever hear the phrase, two rapes don't make a right?
No, but it exists now. Like, what in the name of God?
There's another man by the name of Justin Roberts.
Oh, this is to do with the check thing, isn't it?
Potentially. I don't know what the check thing is. I'm talking about the passport story.
Oh, no, it was a passport, not a check. Sorry.
Yes. So... Justin Roberts, former ring announcer, he had quite a tenured run in the WWE, from what I remember. He was there for several years, throughout the
2000s. Yeah! That guy, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. The Jin guy. So,
Jin.
Good company guy from all accounts, what we've heard, based on his stories and other stories of people in the company themselves. He was apparently a victim of several hazing activities by Gibbles, according to Roberts' new book, which you can go buy somewhere. I don't know what it's called or what
it's called
about.
Justin Roberts' book. The Justin Roberts' story.
Written by Justin Roberts.
Forwarded by JBL. No, he didn't really do it.
No. So, they stole his passport at one point on a tour. Gibbles was apparently behind all of this. And just made things a living hell for Mr. Roberts backstage.
I get banter.
Banter is one thing.
Yeah, and like, a rib is another. Like, I get that that's the culture of the industry and of the business. And
but there's a fine line, and we here at the Superland know this more than anyone else. There's a fine line between having banter and being a cunt. Sometimes we blur that line a little bit, but...
Yes.
Nevertheless... We know when to draw that line. Apparently, WWE don't.
Because I've listened to David Meltzer, and Dave Like, he suggested that this is almost like the culture of the company, where, like...
Well, it is wrestling. Kind of it's carny as fuck. Everyone knows this. Well, it's going to have weird backstage environments where pranks are played all the time, but... Like we say, there's a difference between pranks and hazing.
Yeah, there's a complete difference between a rib and just like if somebody does something like, I don't know, like Liam does, like he put fucking ghost pepper in my chicken, like it was fucking horrendous. But then I did something to him. I can't remember what it was. It probably wasn't half as good. But you see what I mean? It's like, that's fine.
That's bad.
If I suddenly, like, smashed his window or, you know, shit on his pillow or I'd, like...
Or if he punched Janie in the face.
Like, fucking, I don't know, shit on his socks. I don't know, something strange. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's just fucking, no, that's weird. What? Why? No, stop it. So... I don't understand. Because he can't be stupid. Because...
Who?
JBL, he's not dumb.
No, he's not at all, right?
He's not dumb.
No, he's into finances, I believe. He's at one point a Fox News guy, so...
So you can't put this down to ignorance or stupidity or just being naive, being autistic, or something where... His brain can't really apprehend what he's doing is wrong, if that makes sense. Because if he had any of those things, you could feel sorry for him and go, all right, he just doesn't understand. Fair enough. And he just doesn't understand
how horrible of a person he is.
Right? But fucking... He's upset, like... He's doing this on purpose. And he knows he's doing it. And it's no better than a school child picking on the ginger kid in the playground. Like, that's horrendous. Like, and he's a grown man. He's a fucking grown man.
He's in his 40s.
Dude, I don't...
Pretty sure he has kids of his own.
Like, that's the thing that winds me up, is that he's a guy that knows that Mauro Ranallo, and it's well documented that Ranallo has a mental problem, right?
Probably because people can't say his name properly.
Whatever. He calls himself the bipolar rock and roller, for God's sake, right? So
he's an advocate for mental health issues and has been for quite some time. For those who maybe don't know a bit of background on Mauro Ranallo, which is his name, he commentated for UFC at one point, I believe.
No.
Or at least
I'll
he...
do it. He's commentated for MMA, yes, but he's commentated for Pride, which was owned by the same company that owned UFC previously at one point.
Yes.
Strikeforce, which was then taken over by the UFC. He's done Floyd Mayweather fights and other boxing matches. Kickboxing. What else has he done? I think he's done a bit of everything in terms of combat sports.
Within wrestling, he has done things for, I think, New Japan at one point.
Yes, he has.
That's how I was first introduced to him, actually.
Yeah, he is a legitimate sports commentator.
He's a guy that wanted to get to the WWE for several years.
He's like, do you know who John Motson is?
I don't. Please tell me the story of Mr. Motson.
Basically, he is a football commentator, and he's one of the most famous football commentators in England. And I'm trying to reflect this to people who are non-wrestling fans who might watch this. And essentially, Mauro Ranallo, right? Ranallo, not Ranallo.
It's Ranallo.
Whatever. I can't say his name. Doesn't make him shit. He's really good, and that's the point. He's one of the best commentators, arguably on planet Earth right now, and like quite literally, he was good in WWE. He was fantastic. Yes, we take the piss out and go, Mamma Mia, Suicida, Topo Suicida, and all this shit. And we took the piss out of him a little bit.
But we take the piss out of Jim Ross saying, by God, he's broken in half. Like,
and Jerry Lawler going,
tits, right? So basically, like, everyone
we
takes
make fun
mick.
Of commentators all the time because it's what we're forced to hear during the product. And I'm going to be so bold as to say that Mauro Ranallo is one of the better commentators the WWE has had in several years.
No, I agree with that. I would say he's up there with Jim Ross. He's really good. And we're going to make a slight comparison with one John Bradshaw Layfield.
Mm.
Every time I play 2K17, I have to mute it. You want to know why I have to mute it? It's not because of Michael Cole. It's got nothing to do with Jerry Lawler, who's still in the game somehow. It's JBL. He adds nothing. I want to repeat this. Nothing to the product. He doesn't put anyone over. He just sits there and yells, ball game! I don't even know what that means, right? It's probably an American football reference, I would imagine. I've never heard it before in my life. I know what pay dirt is, but I don't know what ball game is. I've got no clue. The problem with that is that WWE, what does the W stand for?
Which one?
Just not the wrestling one.
World.
Okay, brilliant. So why do you think some guy in Sweden knows what the fuck you're talking about? They don't. They just think you're an idiot. They're like, ball game. Look at my hat. Like no one. And he can't say Michael. But then again, I can't say Mauro. So what am I talking shit here? I don't know. But the point is,
You don't haze and harass your co-workers, do you?
No, but I'm saying, like, he is awful. And he doesn't add anything to the product. He just says asinine, stupid, nonsensical crap. And it doesn't even add anything to it. And the problem is, you've now, because of your stupid behaviour, you've now alienated someone who's actually decent at their job. And the guy that's crap and is acting like a 5-year-old in a playground is still there. How does that make sense? And not only that, when somebody brings a sign to SmackDown Live this past week saying, JBL bullied me, you kick the fan out. You don't get the sign, rip it up, set it on fire. No, you kick the guy out. Screw you! Screw every last one of you! Do you think that's acceptable? It's not! In any other business, JBL wouldn't be there. The company, Christ, look what happened to United! They beat the shit out of a doctor, and now they're calling the CEO to quit. That's what happens in real life when shit like this happens. They get sacked, or they resign, or a whole load of bad press goes to them. So somebody, please, I might have to do it because I'm now a journalist, but somebody, please, for the love of God, call WWE out on this shit. Because they have an anti-bullying campaign. They're trying to be corporate. They're trying to be this uptight image, but they can't because they've got a guy in their company that acts like a 5-year-old who ends up, like, kicking out one of the best commentators you've ever seen. In your life, not just in wrestling, but in sport in general. What is wrong with this company? Like, I don't get it. Oh, God, you expect this kind of crap from TNA. Not this company. What is going on? God's sake.
If I knew, I would tell you. But I feel like we're ignoring a couple of specifics. So, Mauro Ranallo signed with WWE at the very tail end of 2015. He made his debut at the very start of 2016 as a play-by-play announcer for, I believe, SmackDown?
Yes.
Where he has stayed for the tenure of his WWE career. Everyone knew how good he was. Everyone knew that he would bring something fresh and exciting to the announce table, which is something that we hadn't seen in God knows how many years. And
yeah,
a year later, just a year and a half later almost, he is potentially out of the company. And all because, for some godforsaken reason, they decided to have JBL make fun of tweets that Mora was making about a Wrestling Observer Newsletter Award.
Something
to that effect.
Yeah, basically what had happened was, I think it was it Pro Wrestling Illustrated or The Observer? One of the two magazines, basically, named him the Commentator of the Year. And he retweeted them going, thank you very much, this is a great honour, something to that effect. And JBL just laid into him. And on the one hand, you know, if it was The Observer, maybe he should have known a bit better than not to do that. But it's still a nice thing, though, because it's just like, who cares?
Yes. Isn't it nice to get an award for things that you have done and have it be recognized?
And if anything...
And not be denied by assholes?
Yeah, and not only that, you have an award-winning journalist on your SmackDown Live thing. So, that's obviously a good thing. So, JBL then just lays into him. And that's allegedly the thing that sparked... Mauro to be sent into like this
depression
where he's no longer on social media. People are now legitimately worried because he has fucking depression. And JBL, in the meantime, everyone's like tweeting at Mauro and Ello saying, "I hope you're all right, man." JBL starts blocking people who tweet a guy who has a mental problem. Because they feel sorry and are worried about him doing something fucking stupid because you are an intolerant idiot. I mean, I think he is an idiot now, the more I'm talking about it. But because he's an intolerable, insufferable gimp, he's blocking people for no apparent reason.
And speaking of this, we here at the Supla have a little team called Team Bear Hair. We are a bit rebellious, we're a bit feisty, we're a bit spicy. Me, Carmine, and Brendan decided to make it our mission to see who can be blocked by JBL first.
Oh yeah, I heard about this.
So I'm going to read off a couple of the tweets that me, Carmine, and Brendan sent out to Mr. John Bradshaw Layfield, who is on Twitter under JC Layfield. No.
We need to make this a segment. So let me do the theme song 1 second.
Okay.
I've got this. Who will get blocked first? Will it be Sam or Carmine or Brendan?
How long must I suffer?
It's done.
Okay. So, we're going to start
off. You can remix
that
all you like. It's fine.
Yeah, okay. We're going to start off with my tweet. Because I believe I was the first one to tweet Gibbles.
I'm not tweeting Gibbles.
I know that you're not because you're scared of being sued, but nevertheless. At JC Layfield. Block me, you cunt. I think I might have gotten the message through.
Yeah, I feel like you've done well there. Okay.
As of this writing, I have not been blocked.
Oh, wow, okay.
And that's only because the last tweet from JC Layfield, John Cunt Layfield's Twitter account, is from April the 10th.
He's probably just ignored Twitter because everyone's probably said the same thing.
The story came out that he was blocking everybody and now people want to be blocked by him. He doesn't block them. It's the ultimate heel maneuver.
I think I might just tweet at him saying, "Look, I do a pro wrestling podcast. I would like to get your opinions on bipolar disorder and depression," and just see what he does.
If you want to, then feel free. I will happily endorse that. Now let's see if I can find what Carmine tweeted. I believe he was a bit less hostile than me, which is strange to say. Ah, here we go. At JC Layfield. So when you're picking bullying targets, do you base it on raw talent, or is it whoever's the most more talented than JBL?
Shot fired.
As far as I know, he has not been blocked yet either. Brendan Davis tweets, "Hey, at JC Layfield, block me or something."
But he's been blocked. Like, he's just like, okay, he's not calling me a cunt. So
well, I mean, as far as I know, none of us have been blocked yet. And this is the game that we're playing, to see who will be the first to be blocked by JC Layfield.
I don't... Should I just... It's not a hostile one. It's just like...
It's a free country, my friend. You can tweet whoever you want.
It's me being a journalist at this stage. It's me saying, what are your opinions on mental health?
I think you should do this.
I don't know. If I do it, put it in the video now. But I probably won't.
And what if you don't do it? What do I put in the video?
I don't know. A cat.
Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Because I'm a what, Sam?
We should be getting a full WWE draft in June or July, according to the Melts. But this right here is just a mix of a couple of superstars going from brand to brand. Some of them important, some of them literally nobody cares about. But it's just to show that storylines are going to change and things will be a little bit different from now on.
You say that, Sam.
I do say that.
But I want to give you an example of how it won't change. And it's just been transplanted somewhere else.
Really? Please enlighten me.
Okay. Do you know who Mickie James is?
I do.
Do you know who Alexa Bliss is?
I do.
Well, they're now on Raw. What were they doing when they were on SmackDown?
Alexa Bliss was feuding with Naomi, and Mickie James was feuding with Becky Lynch.
But they were feuding though, right?
No.
Sort of.
Not really.
God damn it, Sam. Stop ruining my point.
Stop making shit points.
I'm not making shit points.
So, Alexa Bliss and Mickie James are gone to Raw. Let's start with the women, because you, for some reason, decided to start with this. So, yes. Charlotte moved to SmackDown.
Thank God.
Good.
More Sasha versus
number one, Raw needed something different. And with the biggest player on Raw in the women's division gone, you need to change it now. More importantly, Sasha Banks is on a separate brand now, so you can actually do something different now.
Alexa got, like, the biggest pop I've ever heard.
Yeah, because she's amazing, but...
Yes.
Nevertheless. Who else went to SmackDown, though, in the women's division, Andy? I legitimately want you to try and remember who it is, because I think you've forgotten.
Wait, I've got this.
Yeah,
Lana.
I'm waiting. Hmm?
Lana?
Yes, but there was also another woman.
Okay. God damn, I thought that's what you were referencing.
No.
God damn, so from Raw?
Yeah, no, technically not from Raw.
So she was on NXT?
No.
Where the hell did she come from? The fucking moon?
Sure, why not? Which woman was drafted from the moon, Andy?
I don't know, then.
Does the name Tamina not ring a bell for you?
Yes.
Tamina was drafted from the moon.
Shook up from the moon. Get it right.
She was shaken up from her home on the moon.
Right.
She is Rita Repulsa now. She got sent to SmackDown. Can you tell we're trying really hard to care?
No, you can see me right now, Sam. You can see I don't give a shit.
But why?
And maybe, because of this brand split. No, was she around in the other brand split?
No.
Okay, good. So, there could be a chance that she could do well. But judging from her previous years in the company...
So let's analyze a couple of the more significant gains that SmackDown has had. SmackDown gained Kevin Owens with the United States Championship.
Oh, because, yeah, this is the bit I was talking about.
Because Dean Ambrose went to Monday Night Raw, with the IC title. So the mid-card belts have swapped.
Who's he feuding with now on Raw?
Who?
Dean Ambrose.
I believe he is feuding with The Miz, because The Miz and Maurice also went to Raw.
So, am I correct in thinking this, Sam? At guess who was feuding Once Upon a Time on SmackDown?
Dean Ambrose and The Miz?
So it's almost as if it's not Jacob Hill. It's just such bloody shit that went on SmackDown and sticking it on Raw. What a waste of time.
On the other hand, do you know who's fighting Kevin Owens for the United States Championship on SmackDown now?
They don't want none.
AJ Styles.
None. Yes.
That's something we haven't seen. Yes. We've seen them fight before, but we've not seen them feud before. And I'm excited for that. This is a shake-up that was needed.
Yeah.
Who else went to SmackDown? Let's read off the names in quick succession. Sami Zayn, The Shining Stars, Jinder Mahal, future Hall of Famer.
Okay, I need to talk about Jinder Mahal for 2 seconds.
Oh yeah, didn't he concuss Finn Balor?
Yes! Brilliant! So in his first match back!
Oh, he couldn't pass a piss test.
And you're telling me that you just injured someone and it's like, we'll stick him on the other brand. Go away.
He's just a jacked up Canadian.
But look at him. He don't look like a normal built person.
You don't look like a normal built person.
Oh, by the... That's because I lift weights and don't take things. And I'm not saying he does, but he doesn't look normal. The point is, compare to what he looks like in his NXT run, because we have been watching NXT, go to our Patreon and become a Patreon, if that's what that is, and you can watch them. But in comparison to then and now, he is really skinny back then, and look at him now. I'm just saying.
What a shock. A wrestler uses steroids. Whoa. This is breaking news. An undercarder in the WWE that literally zero people care about is on steroids? Oh, the business isn't real. Why does everybody care about this so much?
I don't know, because it just...
Oh my god, look at him! He is big and veiny!
Oh!
It's almost as if he's a wrestler.
But he's crap. And concussed a very good wrestler who has just come back from a fucking horrific injury, so...
Well, concussions, you can't really blame on people. They're merely accidents that happen in the ring.
Okay, yeah, but...
Anybody could concuss anyone.
Does Finn Balor have the worst luck in the world right now?
Potentially, yes.
God damn.
But either way, moving on. SmackDown also got the tandem of Rusev and Lana. Separately, might I add. They weren't drafted together, implying that Lana might be a single star on SmackDown.
I don't know about that.
Reports from NXT house shows say that she's not the worst. Maybe she's improved since that one WrestleMania match.
Maybe, we don't.
But, I think one of the biggest acquisitions that SmackDown got were The New Day.
Oh, don't you dare be sad!
There it is.
I needed to yawn.
Right, yeah.
I was like, Which is great for The New Day, because The New Day were kind of getting boring on Raw.
It wasn't that they were getting boring. It's that they went through every single team that was available to them, and then the Revival came up, ruined them for 2 weeks straight.
So
now they're on SmackDown, and SmackDown's tag division badly needed a shot in the arm to get something going. Because as much as I love seeing American Alpha fight the Usos every other week, you need something else.
Yeah, and the thing is, American Alpha are surprisingly not over that much.
Well, because that's what happens when you just bring up two NXT guys and give them zero promo time.
Yeah.
And don't explain them. They don't even have vignettes, for crap's sake, and they were what, the tag champs for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, someone needs to tell Trips that, just because you call people up does not necessarily mean that, howdy, hey, they're going to be instantly over, because unfortunately the answer is no. That's not... As much as they're talented, and I've seen them live for myself, they're fucking amazing. Doesn't make any difference, because if 80% of your fan base don't watch NXT, what are you expecting?
But Andy,
what?
Who did Raw get in the shake-up?
Raw got...
They got Dean Ambrose with the IC belt, they got The Miz and Maurice together as a tandem unit. They also got Apollo Crews.
Great.
Crowd goes wild. Yep. Heath Slater and Rhino.
The crowd goes wild.
Kalisto.
He does the lucha thing.
No, this is good, right? People seem to forget that the cruiserweights are on Raw. Kalisto is with the cruiserweights now.
Okay, as long as they don't make him talk. Good.
Excellent. He talks better than you, Andy.
Look what he did. Look what he did for Neville. So yeah, okay, fine. Fair enough.
But anyway. That was good. And a couple of other names. I'm trying to find the fucking list, but I can't seem to do it. Where is the fucking list of people that went to Raw? This just doesn't exist. Am I crazy? So we have the list. Wow. Everybody calm down. We're all fine. Kurt Hawkins.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cared.
Bray Wyatt.
Yep.
That's a big name, considering that Wyatt already has a match with Randall Orton at the Payback pay-per-view.
Yeah, I don't understand. Did they... Okay. Did they know they were going to do this Superstars Shake-Up? Because if...
Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Either way, Bray Wyatt has 0% chance of regaining that belt. Which he wasn't going to anyway, regardless of which brand he's on, so...
But even still, like, in Kafab, like, literally, the theory is that he could win that title back, bring it to Raw, and SmackDown wouldn't have a world champion?
Potentially.
What? Oh, God, I'm sick of
that. LOL WWE, but there was an NXT call-up as well.
Was there?
Yeah.
Shinsuke Nakamura!
No!
What? We're not talking about that one.
He wasn't called up as part of a shake-up. Do you know who was?
Oh, no, he debuted on the Raw night before. Not after, the SmackDown night. God damn, I'm tired!
Picture this.
Who?
I believe it was Nia Jax versus Charlotte happening in the ring.
Okay.
You cut to the hard camera.
Yes.
And you get a good shot of people in the crowd.
Oh, it's the bloody Drifter.
The Drifter, Elias Samson, walks through
God,
the crowd.
God, why?
And then later in the night when the Hardys came out, after the Hardys had their great entrance, the Drifter came out onto the stage. And then went back away. He drifted away.
Okay, wait.
What?
Why did they call up? They have a trend of doing this recently. Why do they call up the people that no one likes?
The Drifter.
Or that... Of course you do. The ones that...
Like the Drifter just to spite you. Get over yourself, right? The Drifter is a good heat magnet that the roster needs.
No, he's not!
Yes, he actually is.
He
Everyone hates him.
Heat, which is like the exact...
Fuck off with this argument.
Go away.
Alright, okay. How do you boo someone in today's environment without it being X-Pac heat? How do you do it? Tell me.
The Miz.
Would you boo AJ Styles?
The Miz.
People don't boo The Miz. People cheer The Miz.
Alright, this fucking thing. The point is...
No, the point is, X-Pac heat doesn't matter.
Sucked. Wait, you're in the minority, I think. So, maybe. I don't know. List it in the comments. Basically, I believe that his gimmick was not full out. He didn't flesh it out at all. And there are people on that roster that probably are better in terms of their characters and stuff. And for some reason, and it's the same with Apollo Crews. Why the hell did they call him up? It doesn't make any sense. Because... He didn't have a gimmick. He was just, I'm happy. Like, that was it. And it's up there with so many people where it's kind of just, you called them up too soon. Like, Dana Brooke. What the hell? What was that about? No, I don't like this.
I think the one thing that you're forgetting is that I never said the Drifter was one of the greatest characters ever made by WWE. I'm not comparing him to Teddy Long over here, right? All I'm saying is that the guy is essential because you rarely, if at all, have any proper heels left in the WWE at the moment. So what I'm saying is that regardless of whether you like the gimmick, whether you dislike the guy, he gets boos. And other than Roman Reigns, no one is going to get properly booed anymore because it's impossible.
By the way, Braun Strowman is my new favorite person on Earth.
I'm glad you're changing the subject because you have no valid counterpoints. Braun Strowman tipped over an ambulance.
Oh, God. Right, Keelan said to me, you got to watch this. I'm like, okay. I thought it was over when, he rammed a box with wheels?
Let's set the scene. The hell it is. Michael Cole is interviewing Roman Reigns backstage and asking him about ending The Undertaker's career. Roman is cutting the most boring promo I've ever seen until Braun Strowman appears and brutally attacks Roman Reigns by throwing boxes at him. Not cardboard boxes. The heavy steel boxes on wheels.
Yes. He then rams one into his head.
Yeah.
To the point where blood is coming out of Roman's mouth. So you think, all right, that's pretty brutal. That's it, it's over. So he gets carted into the stretcher. And then he's just like, I'm not done with you. And gets the stretcher and pushes it off this balcony, this ledge thing. And I don't know how he did this, because Roman is strapped into this thing. And this fucking stretcher just flips right on his face. And it's just like, okay, that looked bad. And you think, all right, that's it then. So they put him in the ambulance. And then Braun's like, I'm still not done with you. And literally, he beats him up in the ambulance. And Braun Strowman, and this is no word of a lie, you've probably seen it anyway, gets the ambulance, goes, like he's about to shit his pants. But he doesn't, don't worry. And he goes, and literally tips over an ambulance with Roman Reigns inside. I think this is better than when Hulk Hogan ran a truck into the ambulance that The Rock was inside, because it wasn't a truck that did it. It was a human truck called Braun Strowman that also hurt a Samoan. What the hell? What is it with Samoan people in ambulances? I've just realized. Fuck me. Vince don't like them. fuck. It was the greatest segment in history. Braun Strowman is the biggest face in Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You have a way with words, Andrew.
No worries. I am the man.
Here's the plan going ahead, and we'll close out the show with what's to come, because Lord knows do we love speculating on the future here. Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns have a gimmick match at Payback. Or whatever the fucking pay-per-view for Raw is next. Let me look this up because I actually don't know.
Yeah, Raw back?
That's the porn version, Andy. We're talking about the straight version.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're forgiven, child.
Put a halo around my head because I don't understand. So, I'm in days somewhere on the screen.
So, Payback is a Raw event.
Alright, what's the SmackDown one?
Payback is happening on April 30th. The next SmackDown branded event, at least according to Wikipedia, is Backlash on May 21st.
So they're different months then?
Yeah. We're just under a month apart.
Christ. Having two pay-per-views in one month was just horrific.
Well, we managed to survive it somehow, and we'll probably continue to survive it when it returns in June and July.
No.
So, that happened. And the idea is that Braun and Roman fight in a gimmick match. So that Roman won't be pinned, but Braun Strowman will still win. Do you know where they go from there, Andy?
Where do they go, Sam?
Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar.
Please give Braun the belt. Please.
They're not giving Braun the belt.
Just give him the belt.
They're not giving him the belt.
Give him the belt.
They're going for that. I believe that'll be at, maybe Extreme Rules or Bad Blood. Because they're bringing back Bad Blood, apparently.
Oh, they're not.
They are.
They're not.
Yeah, Bad Blood is confirmed for July.
No. I read that it's not.
Well, where did you read that it's not? Because I'm reading that it is. Like, what fucking...
When was it posted?
Let me have a look and see.
Because I then read an article, like, a day later saying that was not true.
No, it's true.
I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm 100%...
Who cares? Bad Blood might be happening. The June or July pay-per-view for Raw, whatever it may be called. Bad Blood, Good Blood, Andy's blood on my wall. I don't care. That will be happening.
He literally comes up Taylor Swift. For fuck's sake, I give up.
And then fucking Brock versus Roman at Mania. That's the idea.
What was that?
So they're building Braun to be fed to Brock, and then they'll have Roman and Brock again next year.
No, don't feed him to Brock. Brock should be like fucking Braun's fucking meal.
If only.
How'd you like your Brock? Rare, well done. Well done, please. Like, goddamn.
So you can find us on Supla.com.
Yes, you can. You
where
can
we have a wide variety of content. We have MP3 downloads of a show, and we have other shows, such as the Brocast, where we just have a random conversation for about 2 hours. It's pretty swell.
Yeah.
Where else can you find us, Andrew?
You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, probably not MySpace. Does Bebo still exist? And you just have to search The Supla and you'll find us. You can follow us individually, if you like, on Twitter, but I don't think Liam has one. And, we will be doing our next live show at the next pay-per-view, whatever that is. And you can also go to WrestlePundit.com. That's where we get our news with Keelan, who lives over there. Not in the wall, but like...
We also have a gaming channel where we have been uploading Grand Theft Auto playthroughs, about 20-minute episodes. I hope you enjoy those. And?
And we will also be doing Goat Simulator because it's the greatest game ever made.
Wonderful. And if you want to support us, then we have a Patreon. Link is in
please,
the description
go
below.
To Patreon.
You get a couple of you rewards for pledging the most smallest amount of money possible that money can buy.
And you will get, in turn, exclusive content. Like us reviewing old pay-per-views and TV shows. Wrestling related, of course. So yeah, that's me and Liam reviewing wrestling from the past. You can get that for money. Very small amount of money. Not a lot. $5. I don't even know how much that is in pounds. I don't know. Maybe £10, because the pound doesn't... It's not worth anything. Anyway, end the show, Sam! Goodbye.
I feel like every outro we do, I become that much closer to death.
I do this on purpose now.
I'm so happy.